USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is citing tremendous progress in the development of a coronavirus vaccine and a possible treatment or cure. During a White House roundtable with restaurant industry leaders, the president says things are looking up after encouraging results from an experimental vaccine.
To me, therapeutically and cure is more important than vaccine because it's immediate. And if we have something, even people that are very sick right now, we try and expedite everything so it goes really quickly, really, really quickly. Like, let's get it going.
The National Weather Service says the center of Tropical Storm Arthur is moving away from North Carolina. However, parts of the Outer Banks are expected to see tropical storm-like winds. The highest sustained winds from the storm are 50 miles an hour. The storm has dumped over 2 inches of rain in North Carolina and parts of Virginia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Saudi national who carried out a deadly terrorist attack in Florida last year was a member of Al-Qaeda. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Attorney General Bill Barr telling reporters that the shooter was in touch for some time with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and the information was obtained from the shooter's two iPhones. The shooter was a Saudi Air Force officer training with the U.S. military. And FBI Director Chris Wray said other information from the suspect's phones is being put to good use, in his words. He also says the shooter spent several years plotting the attack that killed three U.S. sailors and wounded eight other people before the shooter was shot and killed by deputies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vehicle production is resuming today at the big three automakers. Fiat, Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors all are getting things into high gear after the coronavirus pandemic led to lines being shut down for almost 2 months. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
On the heels of Kevin Harvick winning his 50th career race on Sunday at Darlington Raceway, NASCAR will again be in action on Tuesday. The Xfinity drivers will take to the track in Darlington, and then Wednesday, Cup drivers are back in action. Fox Sports NASCAR reporter Matt Yoakam says it's great to see the drivers back out on the track.
Well, Brian, great to be with you. And I think if you look at Sunday in Ainsley's home state of South Carolina, the Darlington Raceway, I mean, it had everything. It had a mix of emotion, unity, excitement, all wrapped up in the one on the grid. And you're seeing drivers for the first time in 71 days walk to their race cars, carrying their helmets for safety precautions, crew members in PPE. But you also had some normalcy. You had Darius Rucker singing the national anthem. And then I felt like one of the most touching parts of the day was we had our true heroes, our medical folks, give the command to start engines. But seven-time champ Jimmy Johnson said it best at the beginning of our Fox broadcast, when he said, the beginning of any journey is always the most important. And all eyes globally from the entire world of sport were focused on NASCAR, the teams, and my teammates at Fox Sports to pull off the first live major sporting event since the pandemic. And I think at day's end, you could check every box. It was hit out of the park.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis telling NASCAR to come on down as well as Florida's open for business. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.